It's Tuesday, December 14th, AD 2021. Only 11 days left till Christmas. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Another pastor from the Chin State has been murdered by the Myanmar military junta. Myanmar Now reports that 26-year-old Salai Kiar, who was ministering at Phet Ki Twang Christian Congregation, was tortured to death while being interrogated by the army. Stories of villagers being burned alive have been carried on major media outlets like the LA Times, Reuters, and NBC. And the Chin Human Rights Organization counts at least 22 churches have now been burned or destroyed. The Myanmar army is made up chiefly of the Burman ethnic group, the worldview of which is primarily Buddhist. In addition to the Muslim Rohingyas in the Rakhine state, the army continues to persecute the Christian people among the Chin, the Kachin, and the Karen tribes. Their actions represent some of the worst human rights abuses in the world. The death toll from Friday night's Quad State tornado has exceeded 90. Samaritan's Purse has dispatched 3 disaster response units, tractor trailers loaded with equipment and supplies to the hardest hit areas. You can support the effort at samaritanspurse.org. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And his disciples marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." Luke 8, verses 24 and 25. In the providence of God, natural disasters are taking a toll on an already damaged American economy. Hurricane Ida caused $65 billion in damage back in September and killed 115 people in its path as it blew from Louisiana into New York. That February cold snap in Texas produced some $21 billion in damage and 172 deaths. And AccuWeather is putting California's fire damage this year at $70 to $90 billion. The National Centers for Environmental Information puts this year as the second or third worst for billion-dollar disasters in the last 41 years. The other bad years were 2020, 2018, 2017, and 2005. Counting so-called billion-dollar events, the National Centers for Environmental Information put 2020 and 2021 as the worst years in recorded history for the United States. Fairfax County, Virginia Public Schools, the largest school district in America, has reviewed 2 pornographic books promoting various homosexual perversions. Sadly, it declared them appropriate for children. Interestingly, the complainant in the case, a mother named Stacy Langton, who is supportive of homosexuality, considered this pornography over the top for kids, reports the Washington Post. Ephesians 5 verse 11 reminds us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Is Cuba getting more repressive? The Prisoners' Defenders now lists 805 political prisoners incarcerated in Cuba. That's up from 134 only a year ago, December 2020. Freedom House monitors freedom trends in nations around the world. In 2021, Myanmar, Belarus, Azerbaijan, and Kyrgyzstan were the nations that lost freedoms fastest. Also losing freedoms in 2021 included the United States, Australia, Germany, Colombia, India, Indonesia, Libya, Nigeria, and Mexico. Another Israeli study affirms the effectiveness of natural, God-given immunity to COVID-19. The upshot is that during the 6 to 8 month period after the corresponding event, infection rates were more than 6 times higher among vaccinated individuals than among those who had been previously infected. The stats were 89 per 100,000 people for the vaccinated versus only 14 per 100,000 people for those previously infected with COVID. Companies are buying back their own stock at higher rates than ever, artificially inflating the value of their companies by an estimated $832 billion for 2021. That compares to an average annual cost of $480 billion a year of stock buybacks between 2012 and 2020. Meanwhile, the CEOs of big companies, typically known as the insiders, are dumping their stocks. Wall Street reports that just before Thanksgiving, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella sold 50% of his stock in the company in one day. Zero Hedge reports that 90 public company officers dumped over $100 million in shares in 2021, compared to an average of 30 officers dumping shares over the previous 5 years. Company insiders sold out $16 billion in November, as compared to an average $2 billion per month over the previous 6 years. Bitcoin, the world's largest decentralized digital currency, has climbed over $60,000 twice and dipped below $47,000 four times just in the last 12 months. Gold prices have varied about 11% on average, while Bitcoin has varied 76% on average over the last year. And finally, the UK Daily Mail reports on the collapse of the nuclear family in America. Only 17% of households are made up of married couples and children under the age of 18. That's down from 40% in 1970. Plus, it represents another 1% drop from 2020. In 1960, 87% of American adults lived with a spouse. Only 50% of adults live with a spouse today. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.